It was supposed to be Donlin Gold's biggest drilling program in 12 years. The company wants to build one of the biggest gold mines in the world in a remote location in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But the coronavirus pandemic has disrupted its drilling plan, and like many companies, Donlin is packing up and shutting down.
The situation has been incredibly dynamic with mandates and restrictions and requirements and suggestions going out.
That's Donlin Gold spokesperson Christina Woolston. She says they plan to remove most of their employees beginning at the end of the week. Woolston says 8 of those employees came from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta villages, but won't say how many came from out of state and from Anchorage. Woolston says they are working with villages to get the employees into the communities while adhering to travel restrictions.
At this point, we are working directly with communities because we will have a direct charter to the home community of our employees, so there will be no intra-region travel or intra-village travel.
Donlin Gold flew in its employees on charter flights because the only way to get to the camp is by plane. Woolston says no one has entered or left the camp since March 26, and she says that Donlin has screened employees daily for symptoms and instituted social distancing measures at the camp.
So when folks got to camp, we have a fairly large facility in terms of, we could have shifts come in and out for dining, so we could rotate people in and out.
Donlin also required 3 people to 1 dining table and did not allow employees to share snow machine helmets. Workers slept in small cabins that had more space between them. Alaska state officials have classified mining as, quote, essential infrastructure, and that gives the companies permission to keep operating amid the pandemic. The same with oil and gas production. Companies are required to adhere to the state health mandates and provide lodging to quarantine out-of-state workers. A Prudhoe Bay oilfield worker and a Pogo gold miner have tested positive for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Woolston says Donlin Gold is continuing its community outreach in the region to help villages cope with the pandemic.
So we're standing by, and we've reached out to every tribe, every community. We haven't been necessarily able to connect with all of them, but we've sent emails and left voicemails to all of the nonprofits in the region to see what we can do to help and to partner.
That includes sending mask kits to villages and working with the Kuskokwim Corporation, a village native corporation, to send food and medical supplies to the 10 villages closest to the mine site in response to Raven suspending all of its air operations. Woolston says they don't know when they'll restart the drilling program, but says the company is keeping a close eye on developments. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.